You are Locked On Thunder, your daily Oklahoma City Thunder podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
From the 12th floor of 50 Pin Place in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, welcome to the weekend episode of the Locked On Thunder podcast. I am your gracious and humble host, Derek G, saying thank you so much for making us a part of your day. And to let you know, 50 Pin Place is the home of 1340 The Game and News Radio 1000 KTOK, both of which I am very proud to work for. And this episode should take you not only through Friday, if you are listening to it Friday night, but it should also take you through the Labor Day weekend. And since it is the Labor Day weekend, binge listen to the Locked On Thunder podcast. I won't mind, and you can do so at LockedOnThunder.com and help make my dream come true. Because here's what I have. I have this vision of a family sitting around an Alexa or the Google thing. I never know what the Google one's called, but the Google thing, listening to the Locked On Thunder podcast the way you would watch like Big Bang Theory at night or Modern Family or just a typical sitcom, because it's only 30 minutes long and sometimes it's not even 30 minutes long. So you can get in an episode quicker than you can get in a sitcom. Help make my vision come true. And if you happen to do that, if you happen to share Locked On Thunder with your family, take a picture of that and tweet me at Locked On Thunder, and I'll retweet it and, of course, give you all the credit in the world and mention your name on the next Locked On Thunder podcast. But that's what it is. I want Locked On Thunder to bring families together. And hopefully we can do that with this episode, although I'm not sure the last segment of this episode is necessarily family friendly. It'll be a little bit more PG-13 than it's necessarily PG. So with that, let's preview what's coming up on the podcast today. Isaiah Thomas. Yes, we are going to talk about Kyle Singler being released, and I'll tell you where Kyle Singler got his nickname La Flama Blanca before the end of segment number one. But Isaiah Thomas today had one of the highest honors I think anyone in America could have ever gotten by speaking at Aretha Franklin's funeral. What did he say, and what was her impact? And since it is Isaiah Thomas, it's going to tie into basketball. And then we'll get on to Kyle Singler, the Thunder having a roster spot open, and what's next for the Oklahoma City Thunder. In segment two, yesterday we talked about USA Basketball, the NCAA, the NBA Players Association, and the NBA starting to work together to get the top 80 players into USA Basketball and start getting them ready for the association. I talked to a high school athletic director yesterday, and he said some stuff that I thought was very insightful. Now, there is some stuff I've heard that will dispute that, but I'll tell you what he said and what the future is for high school basketball over the next few years. And what will we wrap up with today? Oh yeah, J.R. Smith, his ordeal, finally being charged for breaking a guy's phone. I'm going to kind of speculate on how something like Ashley Madison stays in business, because that's what J.R. Smith made me think of in my own warped mind. It won't be dirty, but it did make me think of how we get away with anything in today's society. So that is the Locked On Thunder podcast. I'm Eric G. I work for 1340 The Game and News Radio 1000 KTOK. I'm the co-host of Saturday Game Day with Randy Renner, which is broadcast on the ONN. Look for that at any one of the great, fine ONN stations around Oklahoma. Also, what else? I've covered the Thunder for 5 years, and there are archives of players and coaches, audio and video, and all our podcasts are available at LockedOnThunder.com. So since this is the Locked On Thunder podcast, let's go ahead and talk about Kyle Singler first. And it happened, we knew it was going to happen yesterday, but the press release came out today that Kyle Singler is now waived and stretched. And for the next 5 years, Kyle Singler will make close to $1 million, and the Thunder will have close to $1 million for the next 5 years in dead money, which will help the salary cap. This year, it opens up a roster spot, which I saw yesterday as the door being open to go out and get Corey Brewer, because, well, you don't know when Andre Robertson's coming back. You don't know if he's going to be back before December, if he's not going to be back until maybe Christmas, when he comes back, how healthy he would be. And at least with Corey Brewer, you're familiar with what the guy brings, and it's a lot less of an adjustment for the Thunder to throw him into the starting five than maybe somebody else who is currently on the roster, unlike Corey Brewer. But, you know, they've got Dante Grantham that they're bringing in from Clemson that could be a guy that would fit the role that they're looking for, and maybe there's something up Sam Presti's sleeve. And all these questions will get played out over the next few weeks and when the Thunder are in training camp. And you have to think when the Thunder pulled this move, they had an idea of where they were going and maybe who they want to put in the Kyle Singler spot. And just real quick, the name La Flama Blanca, which I'm calling this, I am calling this podcast Ode to La Flama Blanca. It means the white flame, and it comes from Eastbound and Down on HBO. And if you have HBO now, you can probably binge watch that entire show, which, hey, after you're done listening to Locked on Thunder, watching Eastbound and Down is not a bad way at all to spend an evening. But Kenny Powers was the main character. He was played by Danny McBride, and he was a closer in the major leagues. And in season two, he had to go down to Mexico to try and rehabilitate his career. And his friend Stevie, who is a great character in and of himself, gave him the name The White Flame, which translates into La Flama Blanca, and I just applied it to Kyle Singler, having visions like I always do of somebody having a Kyle Singler jersey that said La Flama Blanca on the back. That never came to fruition. The name never stuck. But that's what I will always know Kyle Singler as, the White Flame. I don't know how you transition that into talking about Isaiah Thomas speaking at Aretha Franklin's funeral, but man, Aretha got us. I don't think Aretha Franklin can ever be done justice in her send-off. And today she had, it was a funeral that lasted, I had heard, like 5 or 6 hours. And Ariana Grande performed, among other people. And you had Bill Clinton speaking, and Al Sharpton, and representatives from the music industry. And it still, in my opinion, isn't enough for what this woman meant to music, meant to culture here in America. And Isaiah Thomas was one of the people who were honored enough to go speak at Aretha Franklin's funeral. And he said she shifted the universe. And those are pretty powerful words. And I can't do anything but agree with Isaiah Thomas, but I would have to think that when he was sitting down, writing out the words that he was going to say to honor the great Aretha Franklin, he probably had some of the same thoughts I did, which is, how do you sum her up? Somebody that is that impactful, not only in her field, but touched so many lives with her singing and her voice. How do you even remotely get that right? And shifted the universe, that's about as good as you can do. And for Isaiah Thomas, who a lot of times is just an easy target for people to pick on, you did great. Today, Isaiah, you deserve a standing ovation. Really, everybody at that funeral deserves a standing ovation. And just nothing. There's nothing you can say. There's nothing you can do that can ever properly honor Aretha Franklin and what she meant to this country. And she is missed. She's definitely missed. That's one voice that, man, when you hear it, there's this feeling you get. Yeah, there are chills. You know, especially when she sings Chain of Fools, man, I get chills. I totally get chills. I get chills when my wife sings it. But man, it's such a powerful song, and the respect, and, you know, even fun stuff like Freeway of Love, man. I have the utmost respect for her. And Isaiah Thomas, I'm not going to lie, I'm jealous. I could not have done the job he did. As you can tell, I'm having a hard time articulating right now. But what I have seen and heard of Isaiah Thomas, he hit it out of the park today, just like everyone else did, talking about Aretha Franklin. This is the Locked on Thunder podcast. I am Eric G. Coming up next, a follow-up on yesterday as we discuss, well, what else? High school basketball. And what I found out from a high school athletic director, it's all right here on Locked on Thunder. Thank you for joining us for this episode of Locked On Thunder Weekend Edition. And hey, if you want all our podcasts, you can get them at LockedOnThunder.com. You can also go to LockedOnSports.com and get all the Locked On episodes of every podcast that's out there. Major League Baseball, the NFL. We have every NBA team covered and most of the NFL and Major League teams covered. And now college, where we've got like 10 or 11 podcasts up, including Locked On Sooners. I'd like to promote that one as well, as we've just gotten underway with that one. I'm Eric G. Let's talk a little NBA basketball, or well, high school basketball here in this segment, where we found out yesterday that the Players Association, the NCAA, the NBA, and USA Basketball are going to take the top 80 players and groom them and get them ready to play in the association. And I had a guy on Twitter today ask me about the impact on college basketball, and could college basketball be really thrilled with doing this? Yeah, he essentially asked me, why would college basketball do this if it meant that the star players would jump right into the NBA and just completely bypass college? Because then all these must-see players, well, you're not going to see them in college basketball. My response to that, and as I pull up Twitter, I will get this guy's name here in a second because I want to give him credit for asking the question. It was good old Fred. Good old Fred asked the question. So, Fred, there you are. There you are. There's the credit you deserve for asking the question. My response to that was, for college, hopefully it opens up the door to three and done. Not two and done, but three and done, where you give college kids an opportunity to choose whether or not they want to play in the association or the G League or go overseas and make money. And if they don't and they accept a college scholarship, you get them to play there for 3 years. One, it satisfies the academic requirement that the NCAA tries to tell us they have, or tries to tell us that they care about, because in 3 years, you're going to get a lot closer to your degree than if you are there just for a semester screwing around, because you know you don't have to go to class. So hopefully that happens, and you can build these stars over the next 3 years, and it's not like you feel like you can grow and get to know them and watch them in the NCAA. From the high school standpoint, I wondered yesterday, what is the benefit of being a high school coach now if college coaches are just going to show up at all these AAU tournaments or USA Basketball or some of these other leagues where you can go and in the one-stop shop for kids, you can see everybody at once and you don't have to go to all these high schools. And when we see all these AAU coaches get hired because they have the pipeline to these kids, what does that mean for college? What does that mean for high school coaches? I asked an athletic director yesterday, and he will remain nameless, how much has AAU impacted what's going on in his school? And he said, this is what he told me, is that college coaches will still take the word over a high school, over an AAU coach. They will still take the high school coach's word over an AAU coach because they want to see how these guys play in team basketball, because AAU can sometimes be just a complete showcase. You're just throwing a ball out there, it's five guys, and it's all about the individual performance because everybody's trying to show out because they want to get a college scholarship, and they know it's a showcase, where in high school, as much as you might want it to be about a showcase, if you're in a big enough program and that program has expectations of winning at a very high level, then sometimes you don't get that opportunity that you want. So college coaches want to know, how does this guy act in a more team environment that's not a self environment? And one, I hope that's true, but I will say that I have heard from guys that played at the college level, the AAU coach is still way more influential on kids. One, because of the shoe companies that get involved and fund the AAU programs and fund certain colleges. And two, if that's who the college coach is talking to, then that's who the kid is going to listen to. And they've become essentially brokers. Everybody uses the term street agent. It's not even really street agent. It's just a straight-up agent. You're a straight-up go-between. And I hope what this athletic director told me was right, And that is true, that college coaches still value the high school coach's opinion, but I've had enough people who have played the game of basketball tell me it's the other way around, that I just kind of wonder what high school basketball coaches think year in, year out. And the other thing this athletic director pointed out, when you're in AAU, even though you pay all this money to be on this team, although sometimes kids do get the opportunity to play there for free, then you're not getting the swag that you get playing in high school that you do AAU. And it can have a tremendous effect on the mentality of these kids. But it's not an easy question to answer. And as a college football fan, I'm really hoping that eventually 7-on-7 doesn't overtake high school football. And being a high school football fan, I'm hoping it doesn't overtake it. I used to really like high school basketball. I used to really like college basketball, but I've fallen out of love with it. One, because I just don't think the college game is that much fun to watch anymore. But two, if it's all about AAU and that's where the future NBA stars are going to be, then that's where my eyes are going to go, because I want to know what's next in the association, just like everybody else. This is the Locked On Thunder podcast. We'll finish things up today, and, well, I don't know how he did it, but J.R. Smith made me wonder how Ashley Madison stays in business, and I'll tell you about that next. If you like what you're hearing on the Locked On Thunder podcast, please check out Locked On Sooners. We just started that podcast this week. It's all about OU. And hey, if you like what you hear here, even if you're not an OU fan, and you know, I still want you to check out Locked On Sooners, please go to LockedOnSports.com and give all our hosts a listen to and see what they're up to in the world of, well, basketball, football, Major League Baseball, and college sports. It's the Locked On Podcast Network. I'm very proud to be a part of it. I'm glad that we've got local people covering the biggest stories every single day. And even though we might be thin on Thunder news, I do believe that there's a lot of NBA stuff to talk about. One thing I like to do is take stories and relate them to real life as much as I possibly can. And J.R. Smith has formally been charged for throwing a guy's phone across a street. This guy saw J.R. Smith out in public, decided he wanted to film him. J.R. Smith didn't like it, allegedly, grabbed the phone, threw it across the street, and now the guy wants a little restitution for it. I don't blame J.R. Smith. I do think it sucks now that we live in a world where no matter who you are or what you do, wherever you are in public, somebody can always take advantage of that and film you. Which made me wonder, how does a place like Ashley Madison stay in business? Because with everybody having a camera now, if you're creeping, however you're supposed to say it, you're out running around on your significant other, you're going to run into a restaurant or a bar. You're going to go into one where you know someone and they know your spouse, and they're just going to take a picture of you and send it to them. I guess that's the good thing about social media, is that it can save marriages as much as it can break them up, or it can, you know, call people into the light that might need to be called into the light. But at the same time, and I've said this before, we've given up so much of our privacy. And if you're a famous person like a J.R. Smith, you have to have a reasonable expectation when you're out, people are going to want to get a picture of that because they live there in the moment and, well, you're famous, and whether they like you or dislike you, they want to show people that they had some sort of interaction with you. Is it an invasion of privacy? Yes, but once you're famous, you give that up. And I've said this before too, we've given up privacy by just Facebook and Twitter and everything else that goes along with social media, Instagram. We just kind of got to live with it too, but it ought to be a lesson. Behave yourself. Whenever you're out, behave yourself so you don't get in trouble and you don't get divorced and you don't turn up breaking someone's phone. That wraps up Locked On Thunder today. That finishes it up. I'm Eric G. Thank you so much for listening. We'll be back next week to talk basketball. We're a little closer to training camp. Hopefully we can concentrate on the Thunder a little bit more. We wish you well, Kyle Singler. Oh, and Dakari Johnson, we wish you well too. He was released by the Memphis Grizzlies today. Don't think we'll see him back in Oklahoma City anytime soon. But maybe Dakari Johnson can find an NBA team or find a place overseas to play. Until Monday, I say to you, everybody love everybody, and peace, love, and thunder.
You are Locked On Thunder, your daily Oklahoma City Thunder podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.